Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Meanwhile, the draft now complete. They're busy signing those undrafted free agents. Brett Veach will speak midday today to kind of get an update on where they're at there. But just on the surface, Bob, I'm good. Like, take out the names. Like, it's not my job to determine what names they get.
Right.
But just the positions. Two pass catchers, two defensive backs, three offensive linemen. Sure feels like to me they hit all their top needs.
Well, you went into the draft, and no matter which, like, draft, you know, nook you looked at, niche, I don't know what the word is, draft nerd, maybe I'm looking, I don't know, Kuiper people, no matter what draft person you looked at, everybody had the same needs, whether it was pass catcher, lineman, cornerback, or cornerback, lineman, whatever order it was in.
Sure.
Those were the three biggest needs that this organization needed to fill, and they seemingly, I guess, went out there and filled those needs. They didn't go really anywhere else other than pass catcher, defensive back, and offensive line, right?
Yes.
So you filled the needs.
I didn't really find a linebacker to be a need.
Or
really a defensive lineman.
Not really.
A running back.
No, you're not going to draft a running back. Like, you can sign somebody via free agency.
So all those things, like, you can get those positions and you probably have via the undrafted free agent route.
Right.
But just strictly in the drafted portion, I'm like, yeah, you nailed all the positions you needed.
Right.
Cool.
Great. Way to go.
You're responsible for making sure the names were right.
Mm-hmm.
And the spots you got them were right. But those are the pros jobs.
Yeah,
right.
Right. That's not our job.
Just straight of what'd you need? Oh, mm-hmm. Looked like you got what you needed. That's cool.
You know, as we talked about on Friday, like, if you're complaining about some of these picks, ask yourself the question. Like, let's just use this one for an example. Jaden Hicks, the fourth round defensive back, not to pick on this guy because I know nothing about him. If you were upset about the Jaden Hicks pick, ask yourself this question. How many times did you watch Jaden Hicks play this year? And if the answer is zero, then don't have a place to complain, right? And who did you want in that
33rd overall in the
fourth
round?
Right. Like, who did you want in that spot? So anyway, I guess I just have that blind faith in Veach until he proves that we can't have blind faith in Veach right now, right? I'm not one to judge whether or not these names were the right players or they were the wrong players. We just don't know. They filled position for need. They got some weapons from Mahomes. Seems like a big time win for me. Like, all right, you walk away from the draft going, all right, let's see what Xavier Worthy can do. And let's see if we've got a new left tackle. And let's see if we've got, you know, the heir apparent, if you will, to Travis Kelce, and maybe the heir apparent to Creed Humphrey, or whatever the case may be. I mean, you look at what was done on Saturday. You look what done was on Friday, and obviously Thursday, combining Xavier Worthy in there, and it ultimately looks like a pretty good draft where you filled positions of need. Now it's up to these players to go out there and play their ass off and reward Brett Veach and keep this train moving, because you don't want to be the draft class, much like the Kansas basketball class that didn't win the Big 12 championship when they had that streak of 14 or whatever it was, Josh Cohen. You didn't want to be that class that lost the Big 12, regular season championship. Much like every other draft class that has come before this in the Brett Veach era, you don't want to be the draft class that lets the organization down. So there's undue pressure on you to go out there and play your ass off. But the way that this team and this organization has drafted over the last 5 or 6 years, they've done really good things. And I'm not going to sit here and be critical at all of, what they did and how they went out there and addressed their needs. Had they drafted a running back in the first round, maybe we're having a different type of conversation. But they didn't overthink this thing, and they didn't go out there and try to show that they were the smartest man in the room. They looked at all their needs. Everybody else thought the needs were the same thing. It all matched up, and I think they did a really nice job with this. And only time will tell if the picks were the right picks.
Right. And those are the you know, those are the professionals that are making those selections. Just positions, right. I'll give you the
thumbs up. Thumbs up, baby.
I will grade it an A.
An A. How you grade a draft, I don't know, because when Patrick Mahomes was drafted, there were a lot of people saying it was a reach, it was a stretch, it was no good.
No, I'm not draft grading, sorry. But we did break down, you know, kind of our hit list on this one, I guess.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Most exciting pick.
I think it's Xavier Worthy, right? It has to be. I don't know if he's wearing number one or if he's just using the number one jersey because he was the first round draft pick. But a lot of people were drawing, you know, the jump to conclusions, Matt, that means Jerick McKinnon is no longer going to be part of this team.
Kind of sad.
Which is kind of sad.
Probably right, though.
But it's probably time to kind of move on from him. But I do like the fact that he had that number one jersey. If he's going to wear that jersey, and that's going to be his number, that's awesome. That's a wide receiver wearing number one is awesome, but it's also a lot of pressure on you. So we'll see if that's what he's going to wear number one. But I thought Xavier Worthy was a really exciting pick for this team.
Yeah, I don't think he could go any other direction than that. I mean, I was kind of excited when I got the BYU offensive lineman just because I was like, really? Like, the BYU offensive lineman was there and available when they were going to pick?
Yeah.
Because it seemed like that, again, the first two picks were like, oh, yeah. Speedy, fast wide receiver, and a BYU offensive lineman.
Correct.
Okay, those feel like two Chiefs picks.
Right, exactly.
Like, how the hell they got him, I have no idea.
I mean, I've seen multiple headlines, and I don't know if it's the same story just packaged under different headlines, how Andy Reid used his BYU connection. He uses BYU connection every year to get a player, whether it's an undrafted free agent, a draft pick, or going out and signing somebody in the offseason. He always goes back to his alma mater. That's pretty cool that he does that.
Our most intriguing pick.
Well, I think for me, it's CJ Hansen because he's from Holy Cross, and I don't
Holy
recall.
Cross.
Yeah, the only thing I remember about Holy Cross is when Kirk Heinrich injured his ankle against Holy Cross in St. Louis, and the building turned right. And Holy Cross thought they were going to win. I don't know that I've ever seen a Holy Cross player in the NFL. They're a 1AA type of school. It's going to be interesting. I know it's only a seventh round draft pick, but CJ Hansen from Holy Cross. I went. That's an interesting school to be getting drafted from, Josh. Mm-hmm. Usually, if you're a Holy Cross player,
especially
you're an undrafted free agent. Yeah.
Especially as a guard.
Yeah,
you're like,
right.
You only play, like, I it's bad to say. I'm like, you only played guard there?
Yeah.
Like,
but he's 6'6", 305, right?
Shouldn't he have played tackle if he was the best, you know?
Right.
So, no, that's intriguing.
I find it intriguing. Like, Holy Cross, huh?
To me, it was the aforementioned Jaden Hicks. Mm-hmm. I like 6'3 corners.
Yeah,
like,
that's a big cornerback, right?
6'3 corner. Tall corner. And he played with Jalen Watson in college. So there you go.
Like Jalen Watson, baby.
So, reunited teammates. So I'll go with Jaden Hicks as my most intriguing. The most pick.
For me was Hunter Norzad, the offensive lineman from Penn State. And when they drafted him, we were watching where we were having lunch the other day. Me and the girls were sitting there and the draft is on. And I'm trying to explain the draft to folks who don't really understand the draft is not as easy as you would think it would be. Well, why aren't they in Kansas City? Why isn't it all about the Chiefs? I'm like, it just kind of goes in order. What order? How does it, like, so taking what we know is the draft and trying to explain it to your 13 and 14 year old daughter, not exactly the easiest thing in the world to do, because I started to think to myself, like, how do I really explain what the hell's going on here? Even my neighbor came over. He goes, what are we doing? We're watching people read names on TV. I go, yes, we're addicted.
For hours and hours. So
Hunter Norzad gets drafted, and they say center Hunter Norzad. And I text Josh, I go, there's the Creed replacement. I told you this was happening. You think it's more of an Allegretti type replacement, but nonetheless, they took a center pretty high up in this draft.
Well, they did, but Allegretti snapped too. Yeah. You know, I mean, they need somebody that also can snap.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a center that can play other spots on the interior.
Right.
Flexibility is what they love, right? With offensive linemen, I think the last two offensive linemen picks probably fit that mold. You're hoping that the BYU kid competes for the starting job, and the other two are backup guys on the interior.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you get that, then you're good to go.
Most pressure pick, I think we're in lockstep on this one. Anybody that comes in as a drafted tight end.
I mean, immediately.
Especially because they're throwing out there, he had caught the most touchdown passes in FBS over the last two seasons at tight end or whatever. And I'm like, oh, no, don't do it. Don't let yourselves do it. This is a compliment to Travis Kelce.
In the clickbait society in which we are these days, every website is out there. The Chiefs drafted Travis Kelce's replacement. You know how many times I saw that headline over the weekend as well? So the pressure is on this kid to be the next Travis Kelce. I'm going to tell you something right now. Jared Wiley. Do not try to be the next Travis Kelce. You be the best Jared Wiley you can be.
I love it.
You be Mike Moustakas, Jared Wiley. You do that.
And who plays the longest?
I think it's going to be the offensive tackle, Suamataia from BYU. It just seems like tackles play the longest. I think he's going to be the last man standing out of this draft class,
right? He gets his second contract.
Yeah, right.
He's the last guy there.
He's the last guy standing. It just kind of makes sense to me, right?
Yeah. All right, more on the draft, because I think all of our parents were really actively involved in it
this
weekend.
They really were,
very, very, very strange. And maybe Clark might finally want a roof.
Uh-oh. Where's all those folks?
Next.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.